Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, it's the week before. Are you praying for me? Friday's the big day. Friday's the big wedding, the culmination of, gosh, about a year and a half now of planning and saving and spending and loving, and it's all coming down. My family starts arriving today. Very exciting time in the expression of love in my life. Oh, and here come the tears. Let's get them out. My daughter said, Mom, I think I should read you my vows before the day because I want you to be prepared. So we both had a good love cry over her vows because there's some beautiful, in her vows, even testimonials to her mommy. It's going to be a big week, and I think we're all ready, and now we turn it over to the universe, but I know that energetically you all are with me on this and sending me your love and your prayers and your energy, so thank you. I'm receiving it all. I was not going to do a webinar this month, but I've been told to do a webinar, and what it's going to be on surprised the heck out of me, and then when I started getting the information, it made so incredibly much sense, and they're even giving me some information already today. If you want, just joining us for the first time and you would like to speak with the channel, please press 1 so that my beautiful producer, Stephen, can get you in the queue. The webinar is going to be September 2nd, which is a Tuesday from 7 to 9, and it's going to be on the Christ consciousness. And when I handed that to Joni, she said, oh, Dee, I think you should change the title. People are going to be in reaction to that. And I said, yes, that's why we're doing it, because it's time now that we've done all of this incredible, beautiful work on knowing that we're responsible, knowing that we're the creators, knowing that we're the gods of us, to really understand how this Christ consciousness works through us as us and start incorporating it back in instead of being in reaction to what it's always meant to us, because we need to incorporate that in the power of who we are. So that being said, I want to jump into the first information that they gave me. But before I do that, I want to let you all know that my beloved bear that has been created to teach all people, especially children, to love themselves and how to claim their love for themselves. We're going to be getting the first shipment in September, so they will soon be ready. I keep getting emails every day, which is very exciting. But I also want you to know that in order to do this correctly, I need to hire a big PR firm, and we need to order more bears already. So we're going to launch a Kickstarter campaign, and if you are on the email, you will be getting an email about the Kickstarter campaign. If you can help, great, financially. If you can't, help with your prayers. Help with your energy. See the bear throughout the world. See it changing children's lives and therefore society's outcome. Really energetically, put something behind this for me. I'm asking, and I know I've already received. All right, so around this Christ consciousness, and we'll get to what that means in a minute. But there's a series of things I was supposed to read you, believe it or not, from the body books. And the body books are the psychological backgrounds of all illnesses. Okay, so we're not going to the illness. We're going to putting these things together that they've given me. They are therefore rudderless, which means they have no direction, with regard to direction-taking commitments to manifest their selfhood, destiny, and purpose in life. They tend to not be attuned or responsive to the things that happen in their life as a result. Now listen to this. They are in deep conflict about independence expression and devotion to God's will. The outcome is a lot of insecurity and situational stress. And I think that's kind of, we're at the end of it, but it's like, okay, we started out, I'm not God. That's where we started out. I can't be God. I'll never be God. It's been quite a journey for us to accept and claim that we are. But there's these little remnants left over, which are us fighting us, the independent creator of us, and the God energy that we are. And the God energy that is. And we must integrate that into one complete whole. So then they wanted me to continue to add, and these are all different places here. Hold on. They are, in effect, running on empty, and they are feeling utterly inadequate to the cause. Their emotional body is in disrepair, and they are having real difficulties in how well they take care of their own needs, getting nurtured, and handling their negative feelings about themselves. And I want to stress that, handling the negative feelings that they have about themselves. This whole journey that I've been on in handling all this stress and challenge from the set, from the series that I've been doing, has all been about, once I got to the core of everything, the negative feelings that I have toward myself. And then they added, they have a strong feeling of failure and a profound sense of loss and grief. And that's about losing that God connection, that connection to the one energy. So basically, what we're dealing with here today, bringing into balance and to the light and to our consciousness, the negative feelings we have about ourselves. Okay, so they're giving me the quote from the good book, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." You know, that we shouldn't perish, but that we should have life everlasting. Okay, and basically what that means is the Christ consciousness represents the God consciousness embodied in the physical dimension on the physical plane. It's possible guys, look, I'm sending my son for you to see that miraculous things can happen on your plane. And if you would just accept the God of all creation is working always with the God of you creating yourself, then we have manifestation of the God principle on earth. And that basically means no negative feelings about ourselves. They were giving me, as I was working this week, and I would realize a negative thought about someone else, which is about yourself or about myself. They go, okay, well, so Dee, if you're God, would God have that thought? Or what thought would God have? Well, God is, as we know, only love. The God energy, the creative force, the divine love, whatever term is good for you, is all acceptance and all love. So that means that we live in positive, loving feelings toward ourselves, that we live in the acceptance of our creative power, which means we have to see everybody else and accept them in the same way. So this is the beginning of what our discussion about the Christ consciousness is going to be about, and how to fully embrace that again. It's almost like we had to separate from the religion and even the spirituality in order to rise up to knowing and taking responsibility for our own creative power, and now we have to integrate it all so that that spirit of love and joy and trust, it's not separated. There is no separation for us. So I want to bring a claim, a beautiful claim to you that came in through one of the private sessions this week. I open my mind to receive all thoughts of miracles. And in order to do that, of course, we have to direct our pituitary and pineal glands to open, receive all the light and all the knowledge of all the new thought that is possible for us. For everything that we read here today, we claim I am divine love. I am ready, willing, and able. I'm worth it, and I deserve it to live and be the miraculous truth that I am. And so it is. Okay, again, if you want to speak with the channel, please press 1 so we can get you in the queue and I can go to the callers. Yippee. All right, we're going to start with Elizabeth in Portland. Hi, honey. You're up.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Doing?
Good.
I don't have a specific question today. I was just wondering if anything came to you.
They don't want to give that to you. They because
okay.
and usually, Elizabeth, they don't.
Okay.
They say you absolutely have a specific question, and they want you to take the responsibility to state what it is. So now, do you know what it is?
I guess it's the only thing that's coming to mind. Just if I've been practicing and using everything consistently or enough or...
Well, first of all, anything is enough. You're enough.
Okay.
And that was the correct question.
Okay.
And what they want us all to know is that we're in the process. And the
right.
answer is, if you are living and thinking and experiencing love, that's it.
Okay.
So it's a really easy way to go, wow, am I, well, okay, now they're taking me back to the four cornerstones. is this thought or this action expressing love for myself? Okay?
Okay.
Which means if I'm trying to get back at somebody, that ultimately doesn't express love for myself because it takes me into anger and trauma, right? Am I expressing and feeling love for all other energy? Am I in the present moment, and do I know that I'm my own creator? So when you live in those states of love, that's where, that's the bliss state that everybody's talked about for so long. And the bliss state doesn't come from outside of us. It comes from within and radiates out to the ionosphere and the magnetic force, and then attracts more of that back to us. So our lives start showing up as the electrical charge that we're sending out of love. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Good, good. Nothing else. Great question. So thanks for stepping up and finding that, because that was exactly what the show's about today. So I want you to see, when you take responsibility for coming forward and speaking your truth and saying what you want, how the whole world is affected by that. Thanks, Alyssa.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All righty, we're going to Lynn. My goodness, haven't heard from you for a while. How are you, darling?
I know. I'm excellent. I'm
good.
So good, Dee.
Good.
I'm feeling that for the first time in my life, feeling from inside and noticing when it's not there or I react to something, and then immediately doing something, saying something, listening to something, looking at something, going to my love place to get back to it, because it feels so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Lynn. They're jumping up and down. They're plotting. They're turning around in circles. They're going, yippee. I mean, what a journey it's been for you. But this is exactly, you know, the levels just keep happening. It's what happened to me on the set. And I stood back and went, oh, my God, it's all me. None of this illusion that I think is going on is going on.
Yes.
It's wacky, but it's freedom, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's the most free and happy. Like, actually, that feeling of joy and love that I've never felt
before. Yeah, we can hear it in your voice, baby. Hear it in your voice. That's awesome.
And a couple of things. You know, I ended that relationship 6 months ago and moved out, and he has been contacting me, and I have had no contact with him. And I ran into him on Sunday, last Sunday, at a car show up north, and it was very hard because he was begging me to come back, kind of thing, but never said, I miss you or I want you back. It was always like some bizarre messages about having to talk to me or something's wrong, and then he ended up accusing me of stealing money from him, and all these other things.
Okay, and so Lynn, so stop. What part of you still wants him back? Him being that energy, do you want any of that energy that causes that angst in your energetic field ever again?
No. And
okay.
Yet I can feel like 5% of a pull. And it comes and goes. And I'm like,
I think
it's that old confusion and maybe old drama that equals love. And it's not. I know it's not.
Well, and the yes, you do know it, by the way. And the sentence they're giving me is dependency equals love.
Okay.
Okay, whether he's dependent on you or you're dependent on him, love shouldn't have anything to do with dependency. Love has everything to do with the choice of sharing love when it feels right, which can be helping somebody, and it can be not helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's just that part of you that is reminding yourself that dependency doesn't work for you, baby.
That's awesome. And in my producing, I decided to just do it myself instead of waiting on the other co-producers that I've gone through. And we had talked about the show about cars and stuff. And the guy that I want to partner with, like on-screen partner with, his name's Justin. And I think he is the one to do it with. And I've talked to him about it, and he's thinking about that. So I'm just, my question now is, I feel the acting coming up, which is awesome because I so want to do it again. And
okay,
stop.
I get a no on that. Wait, well, that just means there's something to balance. And this applies to everybody. Everybody, go to that thing you want to do. That, whatever that is in your life, that, like my bear, I want more than anything in the world, I want my bear right now, after this wedding is over, to launch with great success. I so believe in this bear and what it's going to do for the world. So everybody pick their one thing, okay, that they really want to invest their success and their passion in. Okay, and this is the one thing. Oh, well, now isn't this interesting? The one thing that we need to bring back in and balance and accept and allow is letting God back into it now. Wow. Let me tell you, I'm just leveled sitting here. Letting God back. So let's get clear about what that is. That is not a guy with a beard sitting up on a cloud. That is not fire and brimstone. That is literally allowing the force of love, unconditional love, divine love, the power of that to come in and create the desire of your heart. So whatever you all just pulled up, throw love at it. Throw love, throw love, throw love. Feel love. Go to your love place. Well, that's what the bear success feels like. That's what acting feels like.
Yes.
That's what my website feels like. That's what creating more than enough money feels like.
Mm.
Let the God presence of love take over. And I'm getting that's the highest explanation right now, anyway.
Excellent.
Okay. So walk away from the guy. Don't even think about it. You know, if you go back to the four cornerstones, Lynn, that is not loving yourself.
Right, exactly. Yes, I
okay.
know that.
All right. All right, baby. Anything else?
Have a wonderful, wonderful wedding.
I will. Thank you.
And everything else is falling into place and fantastic. It's exciting. Really exciting.
It's already done. We're claiming.
Yes, it's done.
It's already done,
we're claiming
guys.
It.
Woohoo! Yippee! Thanks, sweetheart.
Yes. Thank you. Love you.
You too. All right, Chris, you're up. What's up?
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
Fabulous. How's the baby?
She is so amazing. She had her first food the other day. It was almond
Isn't
butter. I was
great?
Eating almond butter and apples.
Face?
And like, she just grabbed the spoon out of my hand and started eating it. She's so cute.
It's like such simple things are miraculous to them, you know. What
yeah.
can I do for you? I'm happy. And how's your relationship, you and Vicky?
Our relationship is a lot better.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Good.
You know, there's still some things that we are working to balance, but it's good.
Well, as long as you're working to balance them, darling, you know, ask any producer, and we're all producers of our own lives. Producing is just one problem solving and challenge and handling it. So that's what
right.
we're doing. What can
right.
I do
just
for you
to
today?
Trying to approach everything from a place of love.
You bet. You bet, honey.
You know? The other question I have is, I guess, like, you know, around my business and finances, like, things are better, but I just feel like I could be doing so much more.
Chris?
I want to be so much more.
They, first of all, can you accept that you're enough? But secondly, and they gave this image to me before you even said what you wanted to talk about. Can you grab everything that you want to do like your little girl grabbed that spoon of food? Oh, a miracle. Let me grab it. Oh,
yeah.
An experience. There's still some energy of heaviness around doing it instead of joy and love and oh my God, the world's my oyster.
Well, here's the thing that's been coming up for me lately, like with regards to my business, is like I feel like, you know, my, I don't know what you would call it, like my group of clientele or my people, you know, the market, I feel like I'm not really connecting with them like I want to. Like, I feel a little bit disconnected from my market and my people.
Okay.
Like, I feel like maybe they're judging me. That's maybe a reflection of how I'm, like, maybe judging myself some way, but I'm not realizing.
Absolutely. And again, it's what I went, what I worked through on the set. Let's get what the core is, because you can't see the world as a world who responds to you if you don't see the world that way.
Right.
You know, the world can't respond to you, because even if it does respond to you, you will continue seeing it not responding to you if you have that belief system. So sheets, book, give me a song, honey.
One Love.
Okay, well, you know, they keep going back to the same thing. Can you allow the love of God, the love of the One, unconditional love, can you simply bring that in every time you think of your clients, every time we think of our dream, guys, every time we think of what we want, we've got to go to love instead of, oh, how can I make it happen? And why isn't it happening? And I'm afraid if I do this. And right, all those things that I read at the beginning of the show—that's what they were talking about. Are these negative feelings toward ourselves? And we just have to. Well, all right, the Christ consciousness—they're saying then—that's what they're talking about is. If you're living just in the love for yourself and how amazing and beautiful you are, and you're sending that from the God of you to the embodiment of you on this plane, there is no room for anything else. So
right.
they're going to expound on this through the next few weeks, which is interesting that it's about love and the wedding's coming up. No coincidence there, I'm sure. But they want you to stop yourself consciously, and they're talking to all of you during the next week, and when something comes up and you feel yourself in that in-between place, they want you to stop and just throw love. Go to your love place. Say, okay, this is what my clients responding to me feels like. This is what my business expanding feels like. All of these things, this is what it feels like. And I'm just throwing love and more love and more love to myself and to this vision that I'm holding.
Right. And it, yeah, exactly. It's like, I think what helps me, too, is if I, like, okay, instead of thinking about how can I, like, get sales and increase revenue, it's like, okay, just focus on service and focus
on love.
Well,
yeah, how can I do what I love?
Yeah.
How can I do what I love?
How can I serve my clients, you know what I mean?
Because then the money comes, guys.
And one of
the secret, then, is love everything you do. Love everything you do, which means love everything you are. All right, sweetheart, got to move on.
I've got
I love
one more
you, Chris.
Thing. Okay.
All right, hurry, because I got some other people here.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, you talked about doing a Kickstarter for your business, and I've been thinking about that, too, for my business.
Okay, and if you're thinking about it.
I've been getting an intuitive hit that, like, that could be a good thing for me to do.
Well, then follow them.
Yeah.
Follow them. Let me tell you guys, you know, my channel has expanded or deepened or broadened or whatever term you want to use. 3 times this week, the voice said, you know, maybe you should have your air conditioner checked. And I said, oh, they were just out here 2 months ago. This is just me being neurotic. It went out yesterday. I didn't listen to the channel. I didn't listen to the voice. Listen to the voice, their divine guided ideas. And then make sure you go on Kickstarter and research it so you know how to make it the biggest success you can. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, Dee. We love you.
You bet. I love you, too. My love to the family. And we're going to Sharon in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. I have a question about I haven't ended it. I'm sitting on the fence with a relationship, and it had a very negative impact on me. And I finally got him out of the house, but he's still around a lot. And I have a feeling it's connected to some negative feelings.
If he's around a lot, he's still in your energy.
He's
owning your energy. And it's mostly because you're angry.
Oh.
See, we're back to love again.
Yeah.
You know, this is a scenario that I walked through about 3 or 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I really know what I'm talking about here, Sharon.
Okay.
The last place you want to do is go to love and love them, and that's the first place you have to go to, otherwise you go down. The other thing they're giving me is they literally want you to say, and I'm going back to Lynn's call now about, you know, that 5% of her that wants to let this guy back in.
Right.
You know, it's the part of us that doesn't love ourselves. And in order to truly love yourselves, you cannot hold anger and harm toward another person because it hurts your energy.
Okay.
Now, there's something else. We're going to the sheet. And we're going to the genetics list. Hang on. Here. Well, genetic relationships. So I want to remind everybody that according to my channel, genetics is an idea that you have said, okay, I'll agree to this idea, and it's been passed down through your family. Give me a song, please. Any song that comes in.
All I Need Is You.
Okay. Could you please sing that to yourself? Because the belief is that you have to have somebody else. And you, as long as you have the belief that I have to have somebody else to create me, I have to have somebody else to be safe, I have to depend on them for the creation of me, then you never can truly learn the power of the one, which is you, in harmony and friendship and creation with the one energy, which is all love.
Yeah.
Okay? So you don't need him anymore to define you in any way. And they want you to, anytime he comes up in your consciousness, with love, go, I love you, and I'm wishing you away. I love you.
I love you, and I'm wishing you away.
And I'm wishing you away. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize I was angry. I mean, I know I get frustrated, but I didn't realize I was really angry. I think part of it, too, is safety. Safety is like a thing coming up. Like, I don't feel safe.
Okay, is that a loving thought towards yourself?
No.
Okay, is that a loving thought toward him? That
no.
He's going to create and say, okay. So That's where you want to start. And then if you feel like you need to take steps on this plane so that you can truly embrace feeling safe, then you do that. But you don't take steps on this plane without shifting the inner consciousness first.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm talking about. It's not like I'm afraid of him. It's like I'm looking for safety in other people or safety.
Oh, yes.
I get a yes on that.
Yeah. And so, you see, you will continue to attract people that aren't safe so that you'll see you can't depend on other people to be safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you're angry at yourself, by the way.
Yes, yes.
You're mostly,
it's like
mostly
I should know
angry
better.
At yourself.
Okay, that makes more sense, yes.
And,
I'm sitting here like, I should know this.
And they want you to not be angry at yourself, that you very cleverly created this whole scenario so that you could teach yourself the very lesson and the aha moment you just got.
Okay.
Okay,
okay,
so now
yes,
you don't have
yes,
to
yes.
do it anymore.
So now I don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great.
Love yourself,
great.
Love them, and call in people that honor you and respect you and help create the loving, safe environment that you are.
Okay, so I can call in, energetically call in other people, because that's one of my things is I don't have a lot of friends or connections or anything else. So it's like he's like my soul, you know, connection. If something happened, the rug got pulled out from under me.
Well, yeah,
you know,
because baby... Okay, let me try to explain this as succinctly as I can. What's happened is, okay, I need other people to be safe, but
yeah.
I don't trust other people, and they don't ever keep me safe.
Right.
So at the very time you're trying to bring people in, you're pushing them away.
Yes.
Because,
okay, I get that.
Because you're in that in-between place. This
yes.
is why they want to talk about Christ consciousness, that we have to bring that living in embodiment of love and bring the acceptance of the Christ consciousness back into our lives. Not in a religious way, but in really the higher meaning of what it's all about is, look, you guys can be peace and love and balance and joy while you're living in a body.
Right.
Okay? So that's
okay.
what we're committing to today,
yes.
everybody. Yes?
Yes, okay, great.
Okay. Love you,
yeah.
honey. Thank you for bringing
Thank
that
you,
all
Dee.
In.
Thank you, Dee. Love you, too. Thank you.
Yes, we're claiming I am divine love around all of that. Oh, my goodness. What a show. I say that every time I know. Carla, what's up, baby?
Hey, hi, Dee. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. It's been so long since I've talked to you. I wanted to just tell you how brilliant you are. You really are.
Well,
and,
honey, thank you.
I heard a talk by somebody who was from the Institute for Heart Mapping, and everything he said, like scientifically, is everything that you're saying. He said things like the energy field around your heart is like 3 feet and around your brain is like 1 inch. And, like, the things that he was saying that was so scientific, it's like everything that you've ever said, but it's like the science backing
well,
it up.
You know, we're all channeling the truth.
Yes, yes. It was just
yeah.
amazing. It was
well,
everything
thank you.
Say
thank you for that affirmation.
Way. Yeah. So one of the things that I realized when he was talking is that when I direct my energy, I direct it from my brain.
Yeah.
Rather than from my heart. And
yeah.
I was like,
always go to your heart, guys.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, that's like, and the other thing that he said.
Actually,
that,
hold on, just hold your thought because they're interjecting something here. Actually, when we use our whole brain, oh, I got chills all over me. When we use our whole brain, it's as if we're sending the charge out from our heart. So the whole brain and the heart are one.
Ah.
We're only using a small portion of our brain, and that takes me back to Ramtha. In the white book, Ramtha says when we use our entire brain, we will be God.
Wow.
continue.
The other thing I realized is that when I try to use my intuition, I'm also doing my brain, and that the intuition also comes from the heart, which I, because I'm in the medical field, I use a lot of my brain. What I did was I broke my foot. So I'm now directing my energy that in order to use my heart, I don't have to do something physical to slow down, that I can just stop and breathe and come from a place in my heart rather than needing to break my foot. Because I've had like the best 2 weeks because I've decreased my work. I'm sitting around a lot. When I work, I tend to go into my brain and I tend to not work. When I sit, like, in the evening or something, I work from my heart, but, like, I tend to be always in my brain.
Okay. They don't want you to start making, you're at the beginning of making a belief that they don't particularly want you to make, which is going to the brain is bad.
Ah.
What you're really doing is going to your mind.
Okay.
They want us all to go to our brain. They want us to go to our whole brain.
Ah.
So that I am my whole brain in action. I'm hearing this in the highest way, yeah. Is the same thing as always coming from your heart.
Okay.
So get clear that you don't want to go to your monkey mind and go, well, is this good? Is this the right thing? Should I be doing this? I ought to be doing more. Maybe this is the better way, right?
Right.
That's our mind.
Okay.
Our brain, when we're using all of it, is every possibility and scenario possible in the scheme of everything.
Okay.
So when we direct our pituitary and pineal glands to open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge, we are asking our brain to expand.
Okay.
Okay, and receive more. So, again, it's the integration of the heart and the brain. That's the ultimate goal of godliness, is the word they're giving me.
Hmm.
So, You're absolutely on the right path and for you, and you've put it together correctly for you.
Okay.
Except for the understanding of that. There's also something they were stopping me when you were talking. right after you said I broke my foot, there was this pause. And they said to me, oh, they're waiting for you, or she's waiting for you to say, oh, I'm so sorry.
Huh.
So
I'm trying to get it.
Yes, underneath all of this is the highest word. The highest word is acknowledgement.
Okay.
Is that breaking your foot allowed you to acknowledge yourself?
I've noticed that I appreciate my body more. I take my body for granted. So
yeah.
I found, and I, when you said that, I'm thinking, am I trying to get attention by breaking my foot?
Yes. But it's attention from yourself. It's for all of us to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that you are God. Still and know your heart. Be still and know the truth, because that sets you free.
Mm.
So acknowledge, again, that state of love that you are, and go, wow, Carla, I praise you. I can feel the God of me that I am.
Mm.
Yeah, you guys can feel it when I say it, can't you?
Yeah.
And that integrates our hearts with our brains. This experience that I'm willing to experience the magnificence and the love and the godliness while I'm here in embodiment as the Christ. I'm a Christ, you're a Christ, everybody's a Christ, because we are living out the God principle of love in embodiment.
Mm.
Yeah, it's expansive thinking.
It is.
And it's scientific. And again, if you guys want to really put this together scientifically and spiritually, I would recommend J.Z. Knight's book, Ramtha the White Book. You have to get through the first 20 or 30 pages because it's, for me, it was kind of boring, and then it became one of my Bibles. Mm-hmm. I do not endorse all of her work, but the White Book is just quite unbelievable for me, to put it all together. You, in the work and everything you do, Carly, you would really enjoy that book. I've talked about it for years, guys, and if you're hearing about it just for the first time, that means you're ready, willing, and able to know the information in it now. Thank you for calling, darling.
Thank you very much.
Much love.
Thank you very much. Much love to you, too, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to Ann in Austin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's good to hear from you. I was in, my boyfriend and I were on vacation in Mexico last week and got into a really horrible car accident. We have some significant injuries, but it could have been a lot worse. We could have been killed. And I'm just trying to make some sense out of it. I've accepted the fact that my perfect vacation got ruined. But I'm just trying to see, you know, why exactly this happened and what I can do to make it a positive thing and what I can learn.
Well, the first thing you have to do is accept it.
Yeah.
Quit fighting it. Oh, why did this happen? And I wish it hadn't. Accept it. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's, we have to get the right question. The greatest lesson? No. The greatest breakthrough? Okay. What's the greatest breakthrough? That's the highest word, yeah. The greatest breakthrough for you to realize from this accident that appears right now to be a very negative thing. They would like you to accept it and move into kind of a balanced position about it, because so that you don't call it negative. Can you do that for just, there you go. Okay. So we're going to sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
I don't know if this is a movie. I just heard Go Farther. I don't.
Okay. Well, that's, yes. Okay. So Go Farther, and now we're going to the sheets. I'll be able to put this all together through them. First sheet, second sheet. We're going right to a core belief. Here. Here. Okay, I'm scared to death to go. I'm scared to death to go into, what a perfect vacation. All right, they want me to use that word. I'm scared to death to be perfection, go into perfection. I'm scared to death to go into what this whole show has been talking about, this unconditional love, this Christ consciousness. What does your dad have to do with be careful, don't be too happy?
I don't know. I wasn't close with my father. But my mother's always been high anxiety. I just have a high anxiety family. They always think they're waiting for the other shoe to fall,
okay,
so to speak.
Okay, and it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
So they want you to see what a beautiful creator you are. But now you have to go further out of this belief. And you're scared to do that. I'm scared to death to move away from this anxiety, the other shoe's going to drop thing that is a big part of my family that I've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to know it's literally genetic. Everybody's passed it down about 7 generations. Oh, you know, watch out, watch out, watch out. Keep yourself in that state of look out, look out, look out. Something's
right.
going to happen, right? Which is kind
yep.
of the state of the world right now, they're adding. And we, as a community and as a people, have got to be fearless to move past that and go further. No, I am going to see a world of love. I'm going to be love. I'm going to invoke love. I am love. I'm divine love. And I'm calling in all the love of the universe. And from my heart and my entire brain, I send out the charge of love. I am not scared to go into love. Wow. Okay, so I'm supposed to use that word? All right. So we're all claiming this, by the way. I am fearless in, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, moving into state of love. And they want to be clear with you that the more you move into the state of love, the faster your body heals, they promise you.
Thank you.
Okay, hold
Thank
on.
You.
There's something else coming in. We're going back to the sheets. Second sheet, core beliefs, this page here. Okay. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. They want you to see how your fear of accepting that the world can be bliss and just love has led you to creating the belief, and again, they're talking to all of us, that when I'm loved, I'm depressed because some other shoe has to drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
When I'm loving myself and creating this amazing vacation and doing something that's good for me, then I have to be depressed because the other shoe's always going to fall. It's time for you to move further out and away from that and know that you are the creator of consistent, continuing, all-embracing love in everything you do, especially for yourself. And they're saying to me, and I'm going to share it to all of you, and that's what the little bear does. So, you know, can we be our own little bear and make it so easy that we just push a little paw in us and hear, I am so loved. I am a gift to the world. I love my body. Can we push our own paws and give our own selves those messages of love to always bring us back to that charge of love that we want to send out? That's everything. And if that's not enough, Ann, I'll eat my hat. So you're being challenged. All of us are being challenged to move further out now into the expansiveness of the truth and the expansiveness of the Christ consciousness in embodiment that we are. And so it is. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you.
Wow, I know we always say this, but what an incredible show. You are just, I went as fast as I could. I'm so sorry if I didn't get to your call, but know that your question was answered. If you answer it from the perspective of the information that came out in the show today. The next webinar will be September 22nd. You already get how important that is. It's going to be. It is. And please, I'm asking you for the Kickstarter. Send it out on Facebook. Tweet about it. Send it to your friends. Get it out for me any way you can. I have committed to this little bear and the magic it's going to create in this world that it's already creating with me. And so it is. All right, my friends, until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Oh, my God, and love the world, and love everybody, and love your dreams, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.